Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Marsha Forchuk-Skripuk's novel, Stolen Child. Stolen Child is the first novel in Skripuk's award-winning trilogy of novels, which includes Making Bombs for Hitler and Underground Soldier. In this novel, Skripuk explores the life of 12-year-old Nadia Kravchuk, who cannot remember anything about her past. She tells readers, "I was frightened beyond words. Who is she?" Nadia travels to Brantford, Ontario, from a displaced persons camp in Germany, where she has spent 5 years after World War II. She arrives with her mother, Marusha, and her father, Ivan. However, these two recently married individuals are not really her parents. Nadia is troubled by strange dreams about her past as she struggles to remember who she really is and what she has experienced. In Brantford, she tries to adapt to her new school environment, but has difficulty fitting in with her schoolmates. She is ruthlessly teased and called the Hitler girl. Mikhailo, a Ukrainian classmate, tries to help her in the classroom. He takes her to the library, where she finds refuge. Miss McIntosh, her neighbor, helps her to learn the English language. She's befriended by Linda, one of her classmates. However, the haunting dreams continue until Nadia at last remembers that she was kidnapped by the Germans. She was taken from her own family to live with a German family until she escaped after the war with Marusha, who had been working as an Osterbeiter, slave laborer for the family. Skripuk's novel about the little-known German Lebensborn Font of Life program is a revelation. The cruelty of kidnapping children to be raised as Germans because they look like Aryans is unspeakable. The narrative is very well written, fast-paced, and descriptive. The passages of Nadia's dreams reveal more and more to the reader as the novel progresses. It is also a very good portrait of the immigrant experience in Canada from a unique viewpoint. Although the novel can stand alone, readers who have read the other two novels in this series will have a better appreciation for the characters and the events of the background narrative. If readers haven't read Making Bombs for Hitler and Underground Soldier yet, they will definitely want to do so after reading this book. Marsha Forchuk-Skripuk has received numerous awards and honors for her picture books and young adult novels, including Aram's Choice, which was nominated for the Canadian Library Association Book of the Year for Children in 2007. In 2008, Marsha was awarded the Order of Princess Olha by the Ukrainian President Yushchenko in recognition of the picture book Enough, which described the Holodomor, a Soviet-engineered famine in which 7 million Ukrainians were starved to death in 1932-33. Marsha's novel, Making Bombs for Hitler, won the Silver Birch Award in 2012 and was on the 2014 shortlist for the Kobzad Literary Award. Skripuk's Underground Soldier was a finalist for the 2016 Kobzar Literary Award. Stolen Child gives readers of all ages a unique perspective into the events of the Second World War and shines a light on a forgotten piece of history for readers of all ages.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.